If there was one thing that Chris Q Khadebe knew for a fact, it was that he loved writing and he was going to be a writer on a soap, a drama or something to that effect. Fast forward, the guy has written scripts for Rhythm City, for Uzalo, for The Queen, for The River, and he's currently the head writer for Isibaya. But that's not how many people in South Africa know him. They know him as the problematic, mischievous King Dabula on Isibaya. And this week on the Chisa Life podcast, we got a chance to chat with the man about his career, moving from writing to acting, and playing this guy who absolutely hates old people. He tells us all about it. My name is Griselda Gigana, reporter for Chisa Life. Welcome.
Uyazi umzansi sele vele is filled with flavor, but you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje,
because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
So I have read all about your journey as a writer and what you've had to do to, you know, get your first writing gig on Rhythm City and what has happened since then. But could you tell us and our listeners a little bit about how you got into acting? I hear it's an interesting story.
In 2018, Angus Gibson gave me a call and asked me, because when I was working, when I was writing the second season of The Spy, Angus always said I had an interesting face. And then I had no idea what he meant by that. It looks like you should be an actor. You know, you'd make like a very nice bad guy on TV. And I didn't know how to feel about that. Was it a compliment or
what? Oh, what was going on there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so when you called me in 2018, I was like, what does he want from me? And he said, remember, I've always said you should be an actor when I've got a role for you. And I said, what? And he's like, yeah, I've got a role for you. We want to write a role for you on Isibaya. And I said, oh, no. Isibaya's huge. I wouldn't want to put myself through that.
Why would you want to start on such a big production?
Exactly. Like that's too risky. You know, and I hate to say, and I don't want to make an embarrassment of myself, you know. So I said, no, and that's generous of you. But first of all, I've never thought of myself as an actor. I don't even know if I'd be able to do it. But Angus said, okay, let's do it this way. There's also Isithembiso going on, right? And Isithembiso is not as big as Isibaya is. So how about I give you a few calls on Isithembiso. We'll give you this role, this very small role. Your character's probably gonna die after like three calls. And then if you like it,
then you go on to Isibaya.
We can talk about Isibaya. And I thought, I just love the idea of dying on TV.
That's hilarious.
No, I love this.
A lot of people dislike the idea of dying, but okay.
Okay, but the difference is that those people want to act. Those are people who are looking for work.
And for you, that wasn't the thing. You were content with the writing at that point.
I was very happy with my writing career was just taking off at that point. I was very content with where I was. So I could afford to be happy with dying on screen. And so that was the appeal for me, because he said your character is going to be killed by the mob, you know, because he's like a bad person, and finally they just decide, you know what, we will do this ourselves because the police will not arrest this guy. I was like, I love that. So I'm gonna do that. So I went to Isithembiso, and they gave me this character of Romeo, and I love it first read. As soon as I saw the script, I was like, I love this guy. And you know, when my first scene went okay, you know, when the director gave me a fist pump at the end, I was like, oh, okay, so I can do this.
Wow, okay.
And then the rest of the season, because now my confidence had shot sky high, you know. Like, the rest of the day went pretty smooth because I was now confident, you know, in that at least I had an idea of what I was doing. And then Angus gave me a call at the end of the day and said, "How do you feel now?" And I said, "You know what?
Let's do it.
I think I love this thing." And, yeah, so, you know, obviously my character was killed, and which I was actually quite sad about. You know, I was having so much fun.
See, dying is not nice, not even on TV.
It's not nice anymore. Like, I wanted to play more scenes where I'm just being mean to people, because I love being mean to people, because I find it very hard to be mean in real life. So
you were living vicariously through Romeo, actually.
Absolutely, I was. Absolutely. And then, then he said, "Okay, do you want to talk Isibaya now?" I was like, "Let's do it." And, yeah, then they you know, Desiree, Angus's partner, told me about this character, Dabula. And he just, I bought into him, like, the first word that came out of her mouth, I was like, "I love this guy." Because she said he was very naughty. He's a naughty guy. I don't care about everything else. I want the naughty part. No, let's play that.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that. Like seriously, I just love that character so much. I remember I shot Ifalake last year. Time flies. I think it was 2 years ago. I shot Ifalake as well, and I just remember thinking, yeah, Dabula is still my favorite character.
he's still your guy.
Yeah, Dabula is still my guy, because he felt like he was like such a nice guy. It was just so like nauseating to play that guy. Like, I don't like nice people, because I feel like I'm playing myself. I get what you mean,
but it's like weird that you don't like playing who you are. Is it because you don't feel like you're acting then?
Exactly. Absolutely. That's the reason. Yeah. Like, if I play a guy, it's like playing a guy who dresses like me. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
It's too similar to who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So with Dabula, he wears, like, his jeans. First of all, I don't think I own a single pair of jeans. And he wears, like, these tight jeans, and he wears, like, these jackets, and he wears, like, these pointy shoes, and I'm just like, yo, I know, it's too much for me. So as soon as I put on Dabula's clothes, I'm like somebody else, like completely.
The switch happens for you even mentally.
Exactly. It's a switch. Actually, it is so bad that I can't even audition. I'm such a bad auditioner. Because when you audition with your own clothes.
You know, so it doesn't immediately connect for you.
No, not at all. It's. I remember I did an audition for Ifalake, actually, and I sucked at the audition. I sucked, and I knew it. I said, "Guys, I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm out of here." Because I hate auditioning. I admire, I absolutely respect everybody who's good at it, because it's just not my thing. And if I had to audition for every role, you'd never see me on TV. By the way, Chris Wilder, that Q is very important in my name.
Because there's another Chris Radev.
No, there isn't, but don't forget to put it in there, because when it's not there, it feels like it's not me.
Tell me why it's so important for the Q2, and what does it stand for? Is it your other name?
It's my other name, and it's Gondogwake. And you know, like, I feel like that's the best thing my parents did for me, like naming me that, because I've lived true to that name.
What does it mean?
It basically means like the different one. Like, he takes a different to everybody else. Yeah.
Okay.
Which you know, if you're being nice, you can translate it to like a trendsetter of some sort.
A trailblazer of some sort.
A trailblazer, yeah.
Ah, exactly. I see.
I think that would be the perfect one. So like, I love it so much that when that cue is not there,
it feels like they're talking about somebody else.
Exactly, and it's like, but that cue is so important
Chris Q.
Yes. So if I put the Q there, then I feel like, yeah, that's me.
Do you think it's also so sentimental to you because you were kind of orphaned, as like at a young age, your parents kind of died when you were still young, and all the struggles that you've had to kind of endure to get where you are, you feel like absolutely. That's a gift they gave you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like because it's not just my parents, but it's just everybody at home. You know, because I was, first of all, I was like the only boy. You know, three girls, one boy. You know, and my sisters were like light skinned. And I was like this, well, you've seen me. So,
you know, well, you see me, yes.
You see now, I look nothing like them. You know, so I just, like, and I just, like, completely went my own way. Like, to this day, the people I was born with or around have no idea what it is that I do exactly. They know it's got something to do with TV. But as to what it is exactly, they have no idea. It's only now that I appear on TV that, like, oh, he's an actor. But I'm like, that's not really what I do. Acting is something I do part-time. I'm a writer.
I mean, considering your journey, though, that you, at some point, you were a security guard, you know, you... I can understand why they were confused. Plus, people don't always understand, like, what exactly a writer does, or what's the difference between the scriptwriter and the storyliner. Those things are confusing.
No, they absolutely are, because they confuse the smartest of people. You know, even educated people are like, what the hell is a storyliner? Because can't we all just be writers? These are, like, they're two different things.
Yeah, so you can't blame your family for being confused.
No, that's fair. Actually, I don't blame them. I'm just like, yeah, I wish they understood. You know, maybe they'd respect me more.
yeah, I know. But don't worry, those that understand, I guess, put the right level of respect right there next to your name.
I hope so. So every time you don't put the Q in my name, I feel like you don't respect me.
Ah, noted. I'll let the other people know as well. Now let's go into Dabula. Obviously, you've already said that it was the naughtiness that won you over from the get-go. But you've also, I think he's one of the characters that has helped you grow as an actor. And you've kind of journeyed with him. So take me through what that has been for you. And, I mean, where he is now and where you are now as an actor.
Dabula's been a blessing for me, because when I started, I felt like I wasn't really sure what I was doing. You know, like I felt like I had to do whatever the director told me to do.
Mm.
You know, so like I relied very heavily on the
direction.
Yes, but actually, what has helped my acting is the fact that I'm also a writer. So because if you're a script writer, when you get a story, like stories go through like a very long process before what you see on screen.
Mm.
And as soon as I learned that actually these things work the same way, just as you can as a writer, when you get I'm trying to avoid using confusing phrases here, but or words, like when you get a treatment from the storyliner, because that thing that the storyliner compiles is a treatment where you write your script from.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. So when you get a treatment from the storyliner, and you have to write scenes in the script, you know, you are supposed to actually write the scene in the way you feel is best.
Mm.
Tell the story the best way. You don't have to regurgitate what's on the
what's
page.
On. Yes. Okay.
Yes,
I get
you,
that.
You don't have to.
But you have for acting, then I guess you have freedom, the artist freedom to kind of bring it to life the best way you can.
Absolutely.
All right, I get that.
That was going to be my next thing. That now, as soon as I learned that, no, as an actor as well, you are supposed, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at the scene and say, okay, what's the story here? That's why, like, a lot of people struggle, like a lot of new actors struggle with wanting to just say everything as it's written on the script. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you're killing yourself, because now you're supposed to cram all of these lines.
Yeah.
If the person you're performing with in the scene changes a single line, then you are confused, because you're like, yeah, but
then you're lost.
What's my cue now? Mm. You know, because my cue was that word, and now this person has changed. So you end up hating people when they freestyle. Like, I would imagine for a new actor, it would be a nightmare to act alongside Chris Lichweniahai, just because he gets the script and he just freestyles.
And he brings Presley to it, and it comes to life in a different way than the script.
Exactly. I remember this experience. It was like a rude awakening for me. Not really, but it was an eye opener. Where I wrote a script for The River, and when it aired, I remember sitting on my couch and watching the scene. It was between Mushidi and Jet Novuka.
Mm.
And she wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise. Like, I remember her just taking over the entire scene and just talking at him instead of talking with him. She was talking at him, and she just went on and on and on and on, telling him how he just wanted to sleep with her. And
oh, I know that scene.
She's like, that's okay now.
Ki-ki-ki-je-le-ra-ton-na.
Yes, exactly.
I remember that scene.
I wrote the scene, but I didn't recognize it when it was playing on air, because I was like, I don't remember writing any of that.
Wow.
But I loved it. I loved it. And I thought to myself, I wish every actor could do this. Because here's the thing, Griselda, like, once you submit your script, you don't care what happens to it.
Mm.
You really don't care. And you're not sitting there looking at your script and watching on screen, trying to make sure if they say every single thing that you wrote. You don't care. All you care about at that point is the story.
Mm.
Is that, are they true to the story? Whatever they say, is it true to the story? And if the answer is yes, you are the happiest person on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I learned, once I learned to do that with Dabula, and I learned it with time, that no, you have the liberty to give him those nuances.
Mm.
You know, to say, to give him like phrases that nobody else uses, you know, and I started just having more fun with that, and you know, I take that with me everywhere I go now, and I feel like I can you know, just perform with anybody on any production for that reason.
So not only has Dabula then grown, because when you have confidence as an actor, then we see it in how the character grows, but also the character has helped you grow as an actor.
Absolutely. The character has helped me grow as an actor, because you know, when I played him the first time, there are new things that I, like the break that I took in between then and now, helped me to look at him with another eye. And now there are scenes I look at and I'd be like, yeah, if I could play that scene again, I would play it differently, and I'd make it better than what it was.
Yeah, and now you've gotten a chance.
Yes, exactly. Now I've got that chance, and I'm grabbing it with both hands, yeah.
And how do you feel about how people are reacting to him?
I love it. I always say the worst thing that can happen to an actor is for people not to talk about their character at all.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to Unganyiso on Monday. He plays Umelusi on the show.
Yeah.
And he's just started this journey where he is just like an enemy of progress. Like, people are loving Fenyang and Pumelele, and he's just like the party pooper there. You know?
Yeah.
out, he's just going to ruin their lives, basically. And the people don't know that that's what's coming, but he is. He's going to ruin that relationship.
Oh, my God.
And people, as soon as he appears, people are like, Melut is so annoying. And I'm like, yeah, since when is Melut annoying? Because you guys used to love him. But now that he's messing with a relationship that you are on championing, you know, now you're like
hey, now he's annoying now.
Now he's annoying, and I was saying to him.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, as a writer and as an actor, I'm sure you know that that's just how we are as the people who are watching.
Absolutely.
So if you start doing psyche things, then you annoy us.
Yeah, you guys will start noticing. He's actually got very ugly ears.
Why yeah.
Like and you didn't notice that before. You're like, he's so funny.
Without a doubt. All of a sudden, you look like, why does he look like he has funny eyes?
In fact, why is he on this show at all? Like, what's his purpose on the show?
Yeah.
You know, people start saying things like that. And I was saying to him, my man, you should be happy. When you trend just for being annoying, you must be happy, because the worst thing that can happen to an actor is for people to not talk about your character. So whatever people say, I'm telling you, I sit on my bed at night watching the show, and I'm laughing what they're saying. Like, it doesn't matter how mean it is. Like, in fact, the meaner the better, because I'm like, if I make that much, if I annoy you that much,
if you affect me that much, that means you're doing your job.
You're gonna come back the next day and watch, and that's all I want you to do. That's all I ask of you, that you come back and see who I'm gonna annoy next. But because people forget that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference, right? So when people hate someone, it's because they love the person. But if they don't talk about the person at all,
they don't care.
They don't care anymore. Mm. Yes. So
I totally get that.
I always tell people, pay attention to that. Like, if when people start not talking about characters or on the show, it means they've lost interest in it.
Yeah, that's when the indifference is there, and they're not useful for the viewer anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'll just watch the other show and comment on it. You know.
Yeah.
I love every single comment. In fact, the nastier the better. Like, I love it.
Well, you, as we have established, you do have a kind of weird love for all this. Things that people wouldn't ordinarily love. So the meaner the better, the naughtier the better, the bad guy the better. So we are seeing this pattern.
Absolutely. And it's because I like when Dabula does all of those things where he's like disrespecting these old men, like he hates old men. I just decided that Dabula's gonna be the guy who just hates old people. Like, he can't stand them. He thinks they are stupid. He's wondering why they are still alive. Like,
that one is a problem, basically.
He's not a good guy. And then, but he's got a naughty side, and when he laughs, because he really loves doing, you know, like, he, in fact, she is his weakness.
Mm.
You know, so anything that has to do with him is very, like, he's very sensitive about. Like, he can be fun, he can be laughing, he can be making fun of old men, but when it comes to Ndwandle, he does not laugh. That's why my scenes with Pelens, who on the show, whose character stole my woman while I was in jail.
Oof.
You know, every scene with him, I just lose the Dabula that people know, and I'm just like someone else.
Mm.
Because every time I look at him, I get hurt. You know, because I want to kill him, but at the same time, I know that's not going to help me in any way, because she says she loves him. And if he winds up dead, then she's going to say, I know you killed him, and she's going to hate me.
Yeah,
which
is what you don't want.
I don't want that. I want her to love me while he's around, you know, so I want her to remember that she used to love me, but she refuses.
Maybe one day, Shem. Can only hope.
I mean, maybe one day, yeah, but I'm starting to lose hope these days, but yeah.
Okanova, you'll be strong, you know? At this point, you have no choice but to be strong in that regard.
You know, know what's funny is that I'm also the head writer.
So you know.
And it's like, you know, you can just change this, right? And I'm like, I know, but I don't want to. I want Jabula to go through that. Like, where he just, he can't get the one thing that means the world to him. He can't get it. What is he going to do? Like, that's the journey I'm interested in.
Yeah.
If he keeps going to her and she says, I want this guy, what is he going to do? Because I know there are people going through that, and I want to see how they, you know, like I'm interested to see how they would handle a situation like that, where this girl is just like, no, you went to prison, and I moved on.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking with the guy I moved on with. What is this guy going to do? And also, he's the chief. It's almost like he can just send people to kill him.
You can just banish the guy. He has all this power, but see, the thing about power is it really can't change personal opinion.
Exactly. Absolutely. So that's the conflict that he's like going through right now.
All right. This has been a very lovely chat, but I do have to let you go. But just before I let you go, I want to ask you this, and it might be a hard question, but I want you to answer it anyway. Do you prefer writing over acting or acting over writing?
It's very easy. I prefer writing over anything.
All right.
I don't think of myself as an actor. I just think of myself as a writer who acts.
You're a writer who acts.
I don't think of myself as an actor at all.
All right. Well, I guess that answers my question. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.